No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
How to learn or how to play quarterback.
I saw him yesterday or 2 days ago playing in the rain.
This is the Joe Gaither Show on BamaCentral.com.
Okay.
Good morning, Tuscaloosa. Morning, Tuscaloosa, internet world. West Alabama, how are we doing today on Thursday? It is the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central, BamaCentral.com. You guys checking us out on the Bama Central YouTube channel. You're hanging out with us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon. Having a lot of fun right here. We're back live in the Derek Daniels State Farm Studios. It's been a little moment for that as we have been busy and at fall camp and doing all kinds of stuff, but no practice availability today. The boys are at practice, but they said, media, we're doing some real work today. Y'all can't come. So we are in the Derek Daniels State Farm Studios. Call Derek for all of your insurance needs at 205-758-3391. Like a good neighbor, Derek Daniel and State Farm is there. You can call them for home, life, auto insurance, renter's insurance, all your insurance needs. You can call Derek today, 205-758-3391. We are going to talk about a handful of things. We're going to talk about Arch Manning just a little bit because Ty Simpson got good news. Got good news today.
Alabama fans got good news today.
That's right. That is right. Archie Manning talking about his grandson, saying he will not go in the NFL draft this coming spring. Good news for Alabama fans and for specifically you, Ty Simpson. We're going to talk about really some more fall camp nuggets from the last couple of days. We're going to, I guess, talk about Bryce Young and Rod Wave. That sounds like a great place to take this thing as Bryce Young looked going into year three, right? Oh, my gosh.
This will be the best one yet.
Time is flying by.
It is crazy that it's been already that long. Like, it feels like that doesn't feel real. Bryce, I feel like this is his rookie year still.
It was just yesterday. We were falling in love with you for the first time. So we're going to talk about Bryce Young just a little bit, but we will finish our show by playing our interview with Xavier Griffin and his mother, Jay. We spoke to them last night, about 20, 25 minutes or so. They gave us a good insight on Xavier the person, Xavier the player, and what his goals are really this year at Gainesville. And so I'm really looking forward to playing that for you guys on the back half of the show. So we're going to have a lot of fun. You can join us on the comment section at JoeGaither6, at MAWoods_ on the Twitter machine, at Bama Central, anywhere on the Bama Central YouTube comments. Really, if you find us on the comment section, I will find you because we're constantly searching my name. And then you can always call us on the voicemail line at 205-462-7340. Extension 800, be like our man Dax did earlier this week, talking about fall camp and what you're excited about. I know there's a lot of you listening, a lot of you watching. Join us on the voicemail line at 205-462-7340, extension 800. With that, make sure you follow Mason Woods for all of your recruiting news at MAWoods_. Good morning, Mason. Great to see you back in person.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back here in the Derek Daniels studio, looking at you actually in face, you know, face to face, like you said. I am excited to maybe talk about some of the somewhat fun things we have to get into today and then share what was, I thought was a really good interview with Xavier Griffin. I think Alabama got him one in Xavier Griffin as a player and as a person.
What do you think about Gainesville High School? Just right off the rip. Gainesville High School had Xavier Griffin
We're rocking and rolling, great defender. And we go out and get Jamarion Matthews as a transferee. Transfers into Gainesville, and now you have two Alabama commits on your defense, both probably manning opposite edges, or Xavier sometimes in the middle and Jamarion off the edge. And it's like, how do you game plan for that if you're facing Gainesville this season?
I don't even know. You see it like every year, people, you know, the tweet about Derrick Henry kind of resurfaces of like, can you imagine getting, you know, having algebra at 2 o'clock and then having to go tackle Derrick Henry that evening? And it's kind of the same thing here. It's like, I can't imagine having, you know, chemistry at noon. And then that evening at 7 o'clock, I'm having to line up against two five-star player, four and a five-star player.
Yeah, you're playing offensive tackle, and Jamarion's going off one of your shoulders, and Xavier Griffin's going off the other shoulder.
Meanwhile, you are concerned about who you're asking to prom. Like, this is, those kids are living in different worlds.
Oh, man. So we're going to have to keep up with Gainesville High School this year. We encourage you guys to do that as well. We tagged Xavier in the show, so obviously you guys can find his socials there if you are still looking for that. But yeah, let's get into a couple conversation pieces, and then we will play our interview with Xavier Griffin. Let's start with what hit the wire maybe 10, 15, 20, an hour ago. Archie Manning says that Arch Manning will not go into the NFL draft this year. He came to play at Texas. He's not going to be doing that, was the quote. And first, do you believe him or not?
I mean, to an extent, I don't think he's going to force it. But if Arch goes out and throws for 5,000 yards and 35 touchdowns this year, he's off to the league, buddy.
I think this is we are the Manning family staying in control, and yeah, it better be the right team at number one.
It's going to be the Saints.
All right. Well, if it's the Saints, he's gone.
I mean, I don't know. The Saints are seemingly pretty clearly the worst team in football from every report I have seen over the last few.
Yes, not the Bears.
I think the Bears will be fine.
Fine, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
not 8-8 anymore.
It all just rides on Caleb Williams. Is he actually good or not?
7-9.
You get to find out. You know, you got a decent offensive line. Got a couple receivers now. Got rid of Keenan Allen. No, he's not. You know, clogging everything up for Romo Dunze now.
Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, man. it'll be 9-7, and we'll be jumping over the moon.
That's great. That'd be great. It'd be a great year. It'd
be perfect.
But you know, I feel. The Saints, I think, are likely to be at least in contention for that first overall pick. I mean, you talk about storylines. Come on. I can't think of a better one than that. Yeah, I think if that situation presents
who
now,
you're going to beat them Saints.
Do we think that the Manning family is like cool with the Saints organization right now? Because they've been run pretty poorly for the last 10 years. I mean, ever since the last dwindling years of Drew Brees, essentially, it seems like this team has been in shambles, overpaying the wrong people, and not really having any success on the field, hiring bad coaches. You said it. The Manning family is going to be in control. They will pick and choose exactly where they want him to go. I don't know that they want him to go to the Saints.
Yeah, so it's going to be I think that is really the crux of this comment is if it's the right team. Yeah. The crux of this comment is don't tank for Arch because we may not go.
Who do you think is the right team?
Okay. Well, if you believe Colin Cowherd, it's the Cleveland Browns when they hire Nick Saban.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. They've got six quarterbacks on the roster right now.
And all of them are bums.
Pretty much. Get to see Shedeur Sanders in his first act. He might be one of the guys playing tonight.
Let's take it division by division. The Giants just got that.
Jameis, quarterback of the future.
Right. Eagles are set. Cowboys are kind of set. I mean, they paid Dak a ton of money.
Also, though, the same thing. I mean, I know the Mannings aren't sending them to Dallas.
Right, you're right. Okay, and the other is the Commanders, so they're set with Jaden Daniels. Okay, the NFC South, you're set with Michael Penix with the Falcons. You're set with Bryce Young with the Panthers.
Set with
we just talked about the Saints. Yeah, Baker is kind of that. Oh, are we gonna draft over him or not? Sure.
I think he's got long enough left in the tank to where you can push it off a couple years, probably past where Arch is getting drafted.
It's the Lions. It's Detroit. Drafting over Jared Goff.
And that is a team that I think the Mannings seemingly would probably be okay with him going to, if I had to guess.
Yeah, and I would be crying. let's see. In the NFC West,
Raiders?
You're not drafting over Brock Purdy, even though you should be. Yeah, Raiders probably.
But again, a terrible franchise. I mean, I believe that the Mannings will do everything in their power to ensure he does not go to a dysfunctional franchise. The Raiders are a dysfunctional franchise.
Cardinals, are you drafting over Kyler Murray? You should be. Yeah. Then you've got, you know, the Seahawks just drafted their quarterback of the future in Jalen Milroe. Sure. So they're set. So NFC, not very great options. AFC, division by division. West is Chargers are set. Chiefs are set. Broncos apparently are set with Bo Nix.
I'll believe it when I see
Raiders are AFC. So we missed one.
Yeah, sure.
49ers, Seahawks.
Who am I?
Rams.
That's an option.
That's an option. Well. Yeah.
Another one that I think the Mannings would probably be perfectly fine with him going to.
Going to Sean McVay. Absolutely. Yeah. and you can draft over injured Matt Stafford. Apparently, Matt Stafford is
week to week. Yeah, not great.
Not so hot, but okay. So back to the AFC West. Raiders, we said it was an option. Bad franchise. Mm-hmm. Chargers, no. Chiefs, no. Broncos, no. Okay, AFC South. Titan, no. We're set. We're set with
Cam Ward. Except for the next 20 years.
Right. Jags are pretty set with Trevor Lawrence.
They think that they're set.
Right. Texans are set with CJ Stroud. Colts,
that's an option.
Not good.
Not a great franchise, I don't think.
Hmm.
Now, for a weird reason, every year, seemingly, everyone wants to tell you that the Colts are this amazing franchise. I have never understood it. I get sold a bill of goods on the Indianapolis Colts every season, and they continue to be a terrible franchise.
It's 20 years of good branding with Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck.
I guess that is what it. That really is all it is.
Okay, so you've got your AFC North, which is Bengals are set. Mm-hmm. Ravens are set. Browns, we already mentioned.
Steelers.
That could be an option.
Rams, Lions, and Steelers.
Yeah, and if you're going, I'd like to send my son to the Steelers, to the Rooney family. And then AFC East, you have Patriots are set with Drake May. Yeah. You're not sending him to New York to the Jets, even though that's an option. And then Bills are set, yep. And Dolphins are set with their great quarterback.
And to another one. Tagovailoa.
And that's another one where even if they weren't said, I don't know how badly you want to send your child there, given just the lack of success in Miami.
Quarterback who is he's been fantastic. And Tua Tagovailoa.
Dang, I thought I was going to restart. It just finished out the sound. Oh, okay. So, yeah. I think this is all a control play for the Mannings. If it's the right team in the top three, we'll start negotiating. We'll negotiate behind the scenes so that he ends up in the right. But the reason we're bringing this up is we've talked about Ty Simpson ad nauseum. Is Ty Simpson going to be good enough to go to the NFL draft and look at this stacked quarterback class and Drew Aller and Cade Klubnik and Lenora Sellers and everybody, your mama, Garrett Nussmeier, who apparently got hurt this week, but not so hurt,
he's
going to be okay. Carted or helped off the field?
I saw conflicting reports. This is wild speculation, so take it as you will. But I literally saw someone say that he tore his ACL. I mean, there's no way anybody knows that.
No, I saw lots of blow up reports. Oh my gosh, he's dead. And then some real LSU reporters being like, no, he got helped off the field, but looks like everything's going to be okay. Yeah.
So I think he's probably fine.
Yeah, I think he is going to be fine as well. So here we go. Yeah, will Ty Simpson just got one less quarterback to worry about next year?
Yeah. I mean, it certainly helps his case for getting to the NFL. Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to put up a strong season. Maybe a little bit less strong if you got less guys that you're competing with, but you know, those guys up at the top there, the Cade Klubnik, the Garrett Nussmeyers, the probably Arch Manning, let's be honest.
Yes, this is just negotiation tactic.
And, you know, even Lenore Sellers, depending on the year he has, I know everybody for some reason is super, super high on Drew Aller. Don't quite know. I mean, I think he's fine, but
quarterback, big gun.
Yeah, I mean, I think like every other Penn State guy, he's going to be all right. But yeah, it's a pretty loaded quarterback class, and it's going to be tough to slot yourself into here, especially with just some like the lower end guy, like John Mateer. I'm looking at this draft board now, and like they've got him down at 10. If he throws for 4,500 yards at Oklahoma, NFL teams are going to lose their minds.
I thought about you last night. I was playing College Football 26 with the Crimson Tide, and I'm at halftime of my game, and I'm 11 of 12 for 130 yards and a touchdown with Ty Simpson. I'm like, yes, baby.
and winning 21-7.
Sure. Taking care of business.
But it could be 35-7.
Second half, I tried to push the envelope a little bit, ended up throwing two interceptions, and I thought, well, maybe dial it back a little bit.
Oh, man. You know, Ty still has the opportunity to work himself into the first round of this NFL draft with a good season. That's just because that's the nature of the NFL. If you put up together a good year, especially at a school like Alabama on this giant stage, the NFL will notice, and they will come looking for you.
I saw people yesterday on some comments. You know, Alabama puts out their 3 to 5 minute video package from practice. There were two quarterback clips in it, literally two. And they were all in the, you know, when they're all in a line of three and all three are throwing at the same time to three different receivers. I like that drill. It's fun. Yeah. But it was two clips of that, and it was one of Keelan and then one of Ty. And people going online was, oh, Ty Simpson, you got your work cut out for you. And I'm like, it's two throws in slow motion. People. It's two slow motion throws against air.
We're just itching for football.
It's like, you're just looking for reasons. And this is for you, Mason. You're just looking for reasons to kill the guy.
Yeah.
Looking for reasons to crown Keelan or Austin Mack.
I mean, isn't that what you should be doing? Shouldn't you be looking for reasons to bench him? You can't put your blinders on like you did last year with Jalen Milroe.
I mean, the most popular guy on campus is the backup quarterback. Always. You remember Willie Korn from Clemson? I can't remember who he was the backup for at the time. But I was a young football fan at the time, and the Clemson fans would chant "Free Willie, Free Willie" like the movie.
Judging by this picture of him in a Clemson uniform, I'm going to guess that he was the backup for Taj Boyd.
Okay, yeah, that probably makes sense. But anytime the starter would do poorly, "Free Willie," yeah, it's the backup.
I imagine you heard that quite a bit.
It's a great movie.
Also, Taj Boyd was just really okay.
Yeah. That was a great movie. You're young. Have you seen Free Willy?
I watched it when I was a kid. I could not tell you anything that happens in it, really. I know there's like
there's
an orca or something.
That's the premise. They rescue the whale. The whale was going to get put in an aquarium. Probably,
yeah, taking a Sea World or something. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And they end up heisting the whale out of SeaWorld, essentially, and he jumps over the reef and gets to the ocean, and it's Free Willy. All right, so you wanted to bring up Bryce Young. We're only going to do a couple more minutes before we play our interview with Xavier Griffin and his mother. We had a great time with them last night, about 20-25 minutes or so, talking about their Waffle House order, talking about playing inside linebacker, being recruited to Alabama. So I'm looking forward to playing that. But Bryce Young, I saw him yesterday playing in the pouring rain, and just all the buzz you hear about Bryce is going to be great this year. Myles Garrett, Cleveland Browns defensive end, was talking about just Bryce finding his confidence and Bryce finding his voice. And he's like, the guys just need to get behind him, because if they do, it's going to be good. And like, he looks in this clip shirtless.
He looks like the Hulk.
Right.
There is no other sports league in the world where two guys can be at the same, they were both number one overall draft picks, but look that drastically different.
Who was Bryce talking about the other day when they're like, do you think he looks like a regular guy? And Bryce is like, I don't think I have any legs to stand on when it comes to talking about regular guys.
That's hilarious. Bryce is great.
Hunter Renfro. Yeah, Hunter Renfro.
I think he's going to have a decent year for them. It always surprised me the way that he just kind of so quickly was bounced from the NFL and the Raiders and everything. I always thought he was pretty good.
He had an illness, I think is what it was. I think he ended up having like a serious illness and lost even more weight.
Okay, and that makes sense. I'm glad that he's back now.
I'm pretty sure that's it. I'll Google that real quick.
Always thought he was a really good player, and always seemed that other NFL players spoke very highly of him, and tend to believe their opinion over other people.
But, yeah, ulcerative colitis. Ulcerative, missed the entire 2024 season. A chronic inflammatory bowel disease led to significant weight fluctuations, fatigue, and high fever. So, not good.
Glad he's back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think the, I mean, I don't really have anything like specific about Bryce. Just, you know, you just see the hype kind of building up as we get closer and closer to the season. And I think the way that he finished last year, what I saw it just a second ago, I think week 16 to 18 last season, so the last 3 weeks of the year, basically, threw for over 600 yards and 7 touchdowns, no interceptions. So, you know, he just finished the season strong compared to where he was, obviously. And I think that there's, you know, a lot to be excited about with the Panthers. And obviously, I don't think they're competing for a Super Bowl or anything. Now, there is, I don't know if you've seen the ongoing kind of conspiracy where all the stars are in alignment for them to return to the Super Bowl this year. Have you seen it?
Oh,
they go every
several times. There's several. Go ahead.
Every time that Ohio State wins a national championship, or not, well, not every time, but in the last 20, you know, years, since the Panthers have been a thing, basically.
Right.
Anytime Ohio State has won a championship, the Panthers return to go to the Super Bowl that year. And then also Jennifer Lopez getting a divorce that year. Oh. The Panthers go to the Super Bowl. And we're 2 for 2 this year. There's one more, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, we're anti-divorce on this show. Sorry, Jennifer Lopez. Hope everything heals for you.
Yeah.
Mason Woods, are you going to be watching any football tonight?
I will be. Is
tonight the night that Jalen Milroe screams up fantasy football draft boards?
Yeah, he'll break one long run and everybody will lose their minds.
6 o'clock, Ravens and Colts. You got 6:30, Bengals and Eagles, and 9 o'clock, Raiders and Seahawks. You're fighting Jalen Milroe.
Who is doing the scheduling? That's atrocious.
Teenagers.
It's awful. 6:30 and 9 o'clock.
Teenagers, you're like, man, I got my attention span's great. I got two screens at 6 and 6:30. We're gonna double screen it, and by then I'm gonna need another game 9 o'clock to bring it back to the single screen.
It's just wild. I don't understand it.
I'm so glad I'm not living in Eastern time tonight. 7 and 7:30, and then 10 o'clock. Yeah, no,
that's unbearable. No. Football really needs to kick off past 8 p.m. in my opinion. You know, the 8 p.m. is the latest we need to be kicking off.
Unless you're Hawaii,
sure,
or unless your school is what, 50 miles from the actual West Coast. Like if you are 51 miles, you need to be starting earlier than that. But if you're 50 miles and closer to the West Coast, you can start at 10 o'clock Central. Sure. Give me something to watch while I have insomnia on Saturday night. Okay, any other, okay, you got a lot of Alabama guys on the Ravens. You got a handful of Alabama guys on the Eagles.
Well, yeah, we might see Jahad Campbell in the Eagles debut potentially. I tried to see if there was any report whether or not he was going to be participating in the preseason game. Could not find a definitive answer.
I bet you they'll play some.
But yeah, I mean, I hope he maybe gets out there at least a little bit.
About 10 snaps or so. Sure,
just to get a feel for it. Outside of him, Jalen Milroe, that's the only other, you know, we're not going to get to see Tyler Booker in action, I would imagine, he'll probably get to play in the preseason some, but we're not going to see him.
Jahad, Landon Dickerson, Cam Latu for the Eagles is probably going to play. Ricks is probably going to get to play. Devontae Smith is going to sit on the beat. Tyler Steen probably going to get to play, offensive line, and Byron Young going to get to play as well. So Eagles might be the one to watch tonight.
Might be a good one. Did you see? You probably didn't because you're not on TikTok. I came across my feed yesterday a video, and I was just watching a normal video. It was a group of people rented a boat somewhere in California, not realizing that they would not be providing someone to drive said boat for them, and no one on board knew how to operate a boat. So they're just kind of stuck out in the water, not knowing what to do. It was a funny video. Anyway, you know, the video goes on and on. They're kind of laughing, joking on the guy who is trying to drive this boat. And the camera pans, and there's Tyler Booker sitting in the boat, and it's just his family on some vacation. And they rented a boat thinking that they would have a driver for said boat, and then got stranded out in the middle of this, like, little pond thing.
Josh Jobe on the Seahawks, probably going to get some playing time. Jalen Milroe, we already mentioned, and Robbie Oots. So three Alabama guys right there. Let's see Bengals. Let's test the Bengals roster. Let's see if there's any.
Jonah Williams, is he there?
Is he still with them? He was with them for a year or so. Alabama, you got Jordan Battle for Alabama. Probably not going to play a ton. Jermaine Burton is still on the roster.
That's interesting. Yeah, there was a whole thing with him last year, remember?
Jalen Key playing safety. Yeah, there you go. There's your three for the Bengals. Let's see. We said Colts and who else? Colts roster.
And who else are we looking for? Ravens. Colton Ravens will round us out here for tonight's action in the preseason. We probably should have done this beforehand, but you know, it's all good. This is the way the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central usually goes. Pretty chaotic. We like chaos. Only one Alabama guy, Tim Smith, playing defensive tackle for the Colts. Probably going to get some action tonight. And Ravens, obviously the Ravens have our man Derrick Henry and Marlon Humphrey. Those two guys will very likely not play any at all tonight, if I had to guess, because they're far, far, far too valuable. Let's see who else is on there. I have a control F. Jalen Armour-Davis, probably going to play. Darian Dalcourt, also right there, probably going to play. Derrick Henry, we mentioned. Marlon Humphrey, we mentioned. And the last guy is from Alabama A&M, Carson Vinson. So he might play as well, but that is not your Crimson Tide. There we go. There's going to be a lot of guys on the bottom end of the rosters trying to make some teams tonight.
I'm excited to watch Jalen Milroe just in NFL action just to see what it looks like.
I'm going to tell all my fantasy football mates not to watch it. Don't watch it.
That game's going to suck.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible. Go be with your wives. Go do something for the family. Go to bed early. A lot of those guys are on Eastern time, so 10 o'clock kickoff, maybe they will be in bed. So, yeah, it's going to be a little fun. Football. What time do the Titans play? Because Bears-Dolphins are noon on Sunday. And I am angling to figure out a way to watch Caleb Williams.
I didn't say it was it's 6:30. Okay, I thought it was 3. Nice to get the late game.
It's on Saturday or Friday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Okay, there you go. So I expect a full Cam Ward report on Tuesday morning.
You will get one for the probably 3 or 4 drives he plays. I hope he plays a lot.
And you got J.C. Latham.
I'm expecting. I do think J.C. Latham will probably play a decent amount because they're expecting him to take a pretty big leap this year.
Let's see.
I mean, I am as well, but
let's see who else. I got two: J.C. Latham and Calvin Ridley. Mm-hmm. Calvin won't play too much.
Calvin will not play probably at all.
All right. Well, anything else you got for us today before we turn our attention to Xavier Griffin?
No, I think that's all that I had for today.
All right. Let's take a pause, and we will tell you about the Northport Lions Club Health Fair. We're trying to get Mason out there to drive a golf cart so to help you guys get from the parking lot to the front door. And we hope to see you up right at Northport is St. Mark Church. It's going to be August 23rd. Here's our commercial for the Northport Lions Club. And then we will bring you right in with our interview with Xavier Griffin and his mother.
Northport Lions Club and St. Mark Church present a free health fair in honor of Dr. Norman and Jean Carlson, Saturday, August 23rd, 8:30 till noon. That'll begin the St. Mark Family Life Center. Northport citizens can get free eye, hearing, and blood pressure screenings, diabetes testing, and more. Now, the first 100 people get a free biscuit and free Domino's pizza slices will be served at 11, along with free snow cones and drinks from Buffalo Rock. Sponsors include Alabama Lions Psych, Ascent Audiology, DCEH Regional Medical Center, West Alabama Food Bank, Special Olympics, Northport Police Department, U of A Institute for Rural Health, the Alabama Department of Public Health, and others. A Northport Fire Department truck will be on site, and there will be lots of fun kids' activities. The Northport Lions St. Mark Health Fair. See you Saturday, August 23rd.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
And we're back here on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central, BamaCentral.com. And we're so excited to be joined by five-star linebacker Xavier Griffin out of Gainesville High School, committed to the Crimson Tide earlier this summer and is one of the more exciting players in the class. We've had a lot of fun getting to know several commits already in the class of 2026. And we're joined by Miss Xavier's mother as well. So it's a big time on the Joe Gaither Show as we are now 23 days away from kicking off against Florida State. So, Ms. J, Xavier, thank y'all so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Xavier, we'll just get right into it. A nice, easy softball. You committed to Alabama earlier in the summer. Why'd you flip your commitment from USC? Well, you decommitted from USC and then ultimately committed to Alabama. What led you to your decision to commit to Alabama?
I would really just say, the biggest thing for me was the brotherhood that I felt like when I was there, with the recruits and the players that are already there. Like, it just made me feel more at home than I felt anywhere else. And then, you know, just like kind of the plan that Coach C. Rob and Coach Womack and Coach DeBoer like all have for me. I mean, it was just perfect for what I wanted.
What were some of the things that you got to do when you were on your visit that really kind of helped solidify you to know that, you know, you are coming into this brotherhood and that it's something you want to be a part of?
Yeah. We went bowling, and I was with Jordan Edmonds, and I was with Kamari, and I was with Dijon Lee. And like that was a big moment too. And then like the photo shoot, that was a big moment too. Just like having like so many of the players that are there now come, and then, you know, still like having building that connection that with the recruits that were there. Like, it was just big.
Xavier, when they kind of sell you on the process and sell you on joining this Alabama defense, Kane Womack's defense is really, really exciting and really aggressive. What do they tell you that you might be fitting into the Crimson Tide defense?
They're telling me that they want me, you know, kind of play with Jihad, played, you know, being that versatile linebacker and, you know, playing on the edge on, like, third downs, you know, still blitzing and moving around, playing regular backer, you know, just like, you know, being that versatile player.
Is Jihad or is any other player, you know, if you have somebody else, is that a player that you've maybe watched and tried to model your game after?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like I really like watching him, and like Michael Parsons is probably the big one too, but I definitely got a lot of things from him.
Now, are the Cowboys going to trade Micah Parsons to my Bears?
I hope not.
Let's hope not.
I saw you recently spent some time, it looks like, with Dallas Turner as well. What did you glean from your time with the former Alabama edge rusher?
It was good. Like, you know, getting to train with him was big, and like just getting little pointers from him, and, you know, just kind of hearing from his experience at Bama was good for me.
Is there anything, you know, anything specific that he kind of shared with you, whether it was advice or whether it was just kind of a tip on your, you know, coming into your first year at Alabama for when you do get here?
Man, I can't really remember anything specific about Bama that he said, at least for that, like that specifically. But he helped me a lot with like training and stuff, you know, it's kind of telling me that to like kind of slow down, you know, not everything don't have to be fast and stuff. But he kind of just helped me out through a lot of stuff. So
we're hanging out with five-star linebacker Xavier Griffin. Xavier, we're reading all about you that you grew up in Huntsville in the Coleman area. How did your early experiences growing up in Alabama really establish your connection with the Crimson Tide football program?
It definitely helped a lot. I mean, like growing up, especially during the era that I grew up in, like, I mean, Bama was just the team to beat every year, and everybody wanted to be like Bama, and everybody wanted to play for Bama where I'm from. So, you know, I grew up a big Bama fan, and, you know, just made me want to be a part of it even more.
Now, Ms. J, did you really obviously use your fandom to influence Xavier? Obviously, he was committed to USC for a little bit of time. How did your really fandom play into his recruitment?
You know, to be honest, I had to put my fandomonium to the side. And as big as a Alabama fan as I am and I was, I'm an even bigger Xavier Griffin fan. So now that he's committed, I can go all out and buy all the gear I want. I've been holding out for the last 2 years.
Throughout the, you know, obviously you're a five-star prospect. You're one of the highest rated prospects in the nation, one of the highest rated, you know, linebackers in the nation. Throughout your recruitment process, when did you start to really notice, like, I'm getting a lot more attention than maybe some other kids are around me? When did that kind of start to break through for you?
I'll probably say my freshman year. Like, when I kind of started getting offers, I was, like, going to camps, and I had got a Tennessee offer, and I got a Florida State offer. But I think, like I really, really noticed is probably when I got the Georgia offer, just because that was, like, the first, like, kind of big, you know, like once you get those big three, like, that's kind of what everybody says, like, once you get the big three, then they just all come in, and that's kind of how it went.
We're hanging out with Xavier Griffin, five-star linebacker from Gainesville. Xavier, what do you like about playing football?
I mean, I like the physicality. The physicality is a big part, but I like, you know, I like the teamwork of football and their brains. Like, it's like, you know, it's cool winning by yourself, but it's also like way better, you know, winning with other people, and, you know, bringing other people joy, bringing other people up when they're down, you know, going through adversity with your teammates. Like, it's just like different, you know, that some sports don't bring.
Going into your senior year here, do you kind of feel like you're taking on a bigger leadership role, or have you maybe already kind of been that vocal leader on your team?
Yeah, definitely. That was definitely a big thing for me going into the season. I was trying to be more vocal, just because it's a lot of guys that look up to me. And I mean, all the, you know, seniors that are gone that kind of spoke up when people needed it, and, you know, just kind of trying to, you know, step myself into that leadership role.
Now, Mr. J, Xavier talked about the brotherhood on the official visit and setting your fandom aside. What was it about Alabama that really made you feel comfortable about Xavier committing to Alabama?
I think for me, the consistency with Coach C. Rob, you know, when we were committed to USC, like, he never quit. He called, he texted, he came by. You know, he never gave up. And for me, that spoke a lot because that lets me know, like, hey, it doesn't matter what it looks like he's going to keep at it. And then being on the official visit, just seeing them camaraderie with the boys and truly like a brotherhood, not just with the class coming in, but with some of the boys that were already there, that just meant the world to me. So, you know, I have a great relationship with all the coaches on the staff. So that was huge, because I tell them all the time, like, y'all all are great coaches, but what kind of men are y'all? So I actually got to see them with their families, got to talk to some of their wives. So it just made me feel more comfortable as a parent.
I've been told that on the official visit process, the recruits and the families get into the sports science area and really is get a great presentation. Yes. Did that stand out to you, or what about that presentation kind of stood out to you?
You want to answer?
Of course.
Well, for me, it definitely did, because, you know, like I told him, like, your body takes on a beating. So to be able to know what kind of recovery system they have, what kind of recovery methods they have, is very big. You know, some schools, they kind of touch it, and some schools, you know, you're like, okay, well, they have certain things, but I mean, they hit in every single area. You know, they have doctors right there at the campus. So that's a huge thing too. And so it's just, it was awesome. Like, it really was.
Question to really either of you. I mean, whoever wants to jump in. Have you thought about whenever you want to get to campus next? Have you looked at any games this year? You're eyeballing anything?
Yes. Go ahead, Ben.
Well, we're going to the first game. We're going to the Vandy game, the LSU game, Tennessee game.
Ooh, that Vandy game, that's one that has quickly turned into quite the interesting game over the last 12 months or so. That ought to be a pretty good one. Have you thought about early enrolling at all?
Yes, I would be.
Is it okay? What do you think? You know, what do you see as the benefits to doing that?
Well, you get a head start on the playbook. You get a head start just with like weight room, all of those things. You get acclimated to just how like the practices go, how the meetings go, you know, it's a head start from the recruits that come in late.
Xavier, a lot of players practice visualization as they're getting ready for games and getting ready for the season. When you visualize yourself making a play, what kind of play is it? Strip sack or an interception or maybe something different?
Definitely strip sack. That's probably big. Interception. I gotta get an interception. Yeah, got to. Pick six. Got to.
I need a pick six this year.
Yeah.
You mentioned Micah Parsons. Is he the kind of player that you model your game after, or who are some of your football influences?
Definitely Micah Parsons. I like Abdul Carter, Jalen Walker, Will Anderson, Reuben Foster. Those are probably my biggest favorite players.
And if you could get a strip sack off any quarterback ever, who would be some of the quarterbacks that you wish you could, maybe have already retired, or that you could in the future?
Patrick Mahomes.
That's a great answer.
Tom Brady. Cam Newton. Peyton Manning.
You don't hear a lot of people say Cam Newton. You know, I feel like everybody's too scared because he was so big. It's not every day you hear somebody who's not scared of Cam Newton. So that's refreshing. Going into this last year, obviously, if you could describe maybe this year's Gainesville team, you know, what you're trying to accomplish this season, what would you say?
We're trying to win a state championship. I mean, everybody's hungry. I mean, we came, you know, we didn't have the season we wanted to last year. You know, in the last other 2 years, we came up short. You know, I mean, I think we've learned a lot from those seasons. And I mean, just like the progress that we've made is just different. And I mean, I think as long as we all stay connected and everybody has the same goal, I mean, I think we can definitely accomplish it.
Xavier, what is the biggest area in your game that you want to improve on this year in your senior year?
I would say my pad level. That's kind of one thing I've been working on. There's a good bit of plays that, you know, I play pretty high, and you know, it can get you sometimes.
What are some of the things that you do to work on that pad level?
I would say working under the chute, doing some drills under the chute, and then, you know, just doing any really drills to, you know, just stay low, you know, stay low when I'm blitzing, you know, a lot of things like that.
I just remember going through that in high school and thinking, oh, my knees, my ankle, my hips, my quad, much tougher than I am. You are. Xavier, I usually ask people, and Miss J, I'd like your take as well. Do you do anything specific to prepare for games on Friday nights? Do you have any routines or maybe a special meal? And Miss J, as you're getting ready to watch Xavier on Friday nights, do you do anything specific as well?
So we actually tailgate here at Gainesville High. So definitely we tailgate, we cook, we have a good time before the game, and then we have our own little family section. So we sit literally almost on the 50-yard line every game. So that's my tradition.
What's your tailgate specialty?
We do fried fish a lot. So fried fish, we do barbecue sometimes. Sometimes we'll just grill. So it just depends. Wings.
Dave, do you have any superstitions or routines that you have to get yourself in the zone to play and perform well?
I mean, I think recently I've been listening to football, hype speech. There's just one speech that kind of always gets me going, which I've kind of listened to the past couple games I've played. So I think that's probably the only thing.
Do you know who the speech is or any tidbit of it?
I really don't. I really don't remember who the speecher is, but it's just kind of saying, you know, going out there to perform, you know your why. And it's kind of just explaining things like that, you know, just kind of how you grew up, you know, why, you know, what this game's about. It's just a bunch of stuff like that.
Well, what is your why?
I mean, my why has always been my mom. And of course, it's been you know, kind of wanting to provide for my family. And then after that, you know, being able to provide for my kids, you know, set them up for future wealth.
We asked you about the pregame routine. I want to ask you about the postgame routine as well, whether it's a big win or maybe even a loss that you didn't necessarily, you're not very happy about. What's the routine like after a big game?
Usually going to Waffle House.
Oh, my man. Yeah. What's the Waffle House order? Put us on.
I got a waffle, a side of sausage, and a hash brown bowl.
I could crush a hash brown bowl any night, any day of the week. Xavier, if you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
I think I would just be trying to pursue real estate. Yeah, that would probably be what I would want to do.
Yeah, is there something specific about that you like, that you enjoy, or is it just something you kind of recently gotten into?
That's kind of what I want to get into after football and even during football. And I want to start a like real estate company. I'm not really sure like commercial or real estate yet, but it's kind of what I've been wanting to get into.
Did you have any of those conversations with any of the coaching staff throughout the recruitment process?
Alabama has a pretty good business school that can get you started right there.
Yes. They have a real estate degree now, so.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. They just added it last year.
That's what's up. We're talking to Xavier Griffin, 5-star linebacker out of Gainesville High School. Xavier, you already let us know how you grew up an Alabama fan. What was your earliest memory of the Crimson Tide?
Hey, that's a good question. Hold
on. You take your time.
The earliest memory that I can remember wasn't a good memory, so I really don't want to say that. probably the national. Well, no. I remember going to the SEC championship game when they played Florida. I forgot what year that was, but
2008.
We had went to that game.
That was a good game. Good game.
Yeah, it was.
What would you say is maybe your favorite moment from Alabama football over the last 15 years or so?
4th and 31, and probably that touchdown in the national championship game. Yeah.
Over Georgia, absolutely. Yeah. Ms. J, can you describe Xavier in 3 words or less?
Humble. Quiet and just a difference maker.
What have you learned about Xavier as he's navigated the recruiting process, committing to USC, decommitting, having all these schools after him, and now committing to Alabama? What have you learned about your son?
You know, for me, I think the biggest thing is just how humble he truly is. You know, I've seen kids that lets this type of stuff change them. You know, and they don't change for the good. They change for the worse. So for him to be able to be nationally recognized, you know, multiple, you know, schools, I mean, not even multiple, you got 50 something schools after you, you know, and you not change not one bit in 4 years is awesome. And that's something I tell him all the time. Please don't lose that. You know, continue to be humble, keep God first. And, you know, there's no limit to what you'll do. So just his humbleness has been really a proud moment for me as a parent.
Where do you think you get all that? Where do you think you get that humbleness from, Xavier?
Definitely mom.
Xavier, go ahead, please.
I was just gonna spin back towards a more football oriented question. Just ask you, what is it specifically about Kane Womack's defense that really impressed you last year? Was there anything that jumped out at you?
I would say the way that he used guys on like third down was kind of big, just because like I see a lot of people talk about, you know, they rotate guys or they put guys on the field on third down. They have these packages and you kind of never see it. But, you know, I saw it with Bama, just like that Alabama Georgia game. And like they had multiple pass rushers on the field, you know, like in guys or wolf guys. And also just how he used Jihad, you know, kind of me wanting to, you know, kind of fill that role.
Yeah, moving Jihad from Stinger over to the edge, just back and forth whenever he wanted to, really, I think, confuse offensive coordinators what kind of packages Alabama was in. I'm
definitely.
Yes.
We're going to miss Jihad a good bit this year, I feel like. Xavier, what can you tell us about your fellow teammate at Gainesville and fellow Alabama commit, Jamarian Matthews?
He's a hard worker. I mean, he's going definitely hard worker. I mean, just seeing him work and seeing his progress from when he transferred to Gainesville, like it's been really good. I mean, he's going to show up every day. He's always going to give his all. He's going to go hard every play. I mean, that's my dog.
Was he a big part in convincing you to pick Alabama?
Yeah, he definitely was.
When you came to Tuscaloosa, you already mentioned bowling. I'm assuming right there at Bolero on McFarland Boulevard. What about the campus, or what else in Tuscaloosa stood out to you on your visit?
I mean, I just kind of – I like how, like, it kind of just reminds me of home. I mean, it's like – it's not really too many distractions. You know, I really like that. And, I mean, it's just kind of like – seems like it's just a peaceful city, like, you know, not too much going on, and it's not, like, completely dead, you know, so I like it.
There's a nice vibe, but whenever I want to get into something, I can find something, but usually I can keep it pretty low-key. I love that, too.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Is there, you know, we've mentioned Coach Christian Robinson being such a big piece throughout your recruitment, but outside of him, what other members of the coaching staff do you kind of feel that you have a really, really close relationship with?
Definitely Coach Womack, Coach DeBoer, Courtney. I mean, they were all a big part of it too.
And how Cole often Sanders. Were they reaching out? Oh, yeah. Was it every day they were sending you text messages, calling you?
It wasn't every day, but it was good. You know, it was consistent. That's what I liked about it.
Xavier, if you weren't playing linebacker / edge, what position would you play? Let's say you had to play an offensive position. What position would you play?
Tight end. Yeah, tight end.
And be the best tight end in the country, too.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Well, Mr. J, what are you expecting from Alabama this year? Obviously, all our focus is on Xavier and Gainesville High School. But as an Alabama fan, what are you expecting from Coach DeBoer's second season?
Listen, I'm going to tell you, the atmosphere and the vibe down there is different. But it's a good different. I think Bama's going to shock a lot of people. You know, Coach DeBoer got a lot of grief last year. But, you know, my thing is, nobody can be Saban. We know that. He can't be replaced. You know, he's the GOAT. But I think Coach DeBoer has definitely stepped in year two. The boys respect him. They listen, and they're hungry. You know, we didn't go nowhere in the last year, and they know that. You know, losing to Vandy, that hurt them. That hurt some pride over there. So I think it's going to be a really great year.
Well, Xavier, what do you see in the team?
Lisa?
What do you see in the team?
I mean, she touched on a lot of it. I mean, they just seem all really focused, you know, all really wanting to win. And I think kind of like what she said, like, I think last year, you know, it was kind of hard trying to get people to, you know, come in with the standard, you know, kind of trust Coach DeBoer. But, I mean, I think everybody that wasn't with it left. And, I mean, everybody wanted to stay. Everybody wanted to, you know, work with the team. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a great season.
I think, if you had to say, describe your game in just, you know, one word, just a couple words, what would be the maybe adjective? What would be the word that you use to describe yourself as a player?
Havoc.
That's a good answer. Yeah, that might be the best answer we've gotten yet.
Yeah, definitely.
I tell them all the time, difference maker and game changer.
Xavier, I just have maybe one or two more. What are you putting on your pregame playlist?
Young Boy, Lil Baby, a lot of underground people. Probably wouldn't know, but yeah.
I probably wouldn't know any of them, but the audience would.
Yeah.
I think I've just got one more here. Is there outside of obviously Bryant Denny, I'm assuming, is there any other stadiums that you are, you know, really, really excited to maybe get the opportunity to play in?
Definitely. LSU Stadium. I heard it's crazy down there. Tennessee, I'm excited to play there. Georgia, I'm excited to play there too. That's probably the biggest ones.
Those will all be right there in your freshman year. We'll go back to LSU and back to Tennessee, and then you'll be back there your junior years as well. So you'll get two real good chances at those stadiums.
Yes, sir.
Xavier, let's just play a game of future casting. In 5 years,
That'll be what, 2030? In 5 years, where you can put yourself anywhere. Where are you?
I don't really know where. I really don't know.
NFL, what team yet?
I don't know. I really don't know.
You have a favorite NFL team?
I like the Cowboys, but, you know, I'm trying to win. So, I don't know.
That's a good answer, too. Maybe they'll pay Micah Parsons and really get the season started. If that hangs over them all year, that's going –
Right.
Yeah.
Create a big cloud. Jay, what about you? You get to be write your future for Xavier. In 5 years, where do you see Xavier? With the Cowboys?
I don't know if the Cowboys, but definitely in the NFL. You know, just having an awesome career. So we'll see.
Well, Xavier, I really appreciate you joining us, and Miss Jay, you joining us as well, giving us some perspective on your career. We'll leave you with this, Xavier. If you had to leave anything for the Alabama faithful who are getting ready to watch you, what would you say to all the Alabama fans getting ready to watch you next season?
I just say, I mean, just be ready. Just be ready for it. I mean, I'm going to have a good year.
Well, we're really, really looking forward to getting you here in Tuscaloosa, and we're both looking forward to covering you here once you get into the Malmore Athletic Facility. And, Xavier, I really hope you have a great senior year. Thank you so much for joining me, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely. Miss Jay, thank you as well. I hope y'all have a great time, and get ready for your senior year.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and that's Xavier Griffin, who was joining us last night, and we wanted to play that this morning. We had a lot of fun with Xavier and Miss J. We had a lot of fun with you guys today. If you are wanting to connect with the show, you can at JoeGaither6, at MAWoods_ on the Twitter machine. You can find us at Bama Central. We got a lot of great videos on the Bama Central YouTube channel from practice, from coaching interviews, from press conferences. So a lot of great times on the Bama Central YouTube channel. You can subscribe right there. Send the show to a friend. We're having a lot of fun. We are, what, Mason, 24 days away now, 24, 23 days away. Oh, my gosh. So it's coming very, very soon. Alabama and Florida State. That's the game I played last night on. I said, why don't I just run Alabama, Florida State? And I got up fairly decently on them. And then I started to push the pace and let them come back a little bit. So it was a good game. It was fun. We'll see what happens in 23 days down in Tallahassee. We'll see what happens tomorrow on the Joe Gaither Show. We'll be back on a Friday. We hope you have a great Thursday. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow right here on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. Keep up with Joe on all his social media pages at JoeGaither6. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to read us daily at BamaCentral.com.